This first reading from St. Paul sounds very familiar, too familiar. When I want to do the right, evil is at hand. The willing is ready. I'm ready to do good, but doing the good is not. And I do not do the good that I want, but I do the evil that I do not want. Somewhere deep inside of us, deep in our being, there is a brokenness. And that's a mystery to us. We don't know what it is. And it's something that transforms us in ways that we don't want, in ways that we don't like. And there's something similar happening in the gospel, because Jesus says to the crowds, look, you know how to read the weather. You know how much, you know so much about the natural world around you. He could be saying that to us today. You know so much about science. You know so much technology. You can do so many things. And yet, you don't know how to judge what is right. And I think Jesus must have been particularly exasperated with this, because he was there telling them what was right. You see, that brokenness deep within us is a question for us. It's a mystery. But it's a mystery that is revealed and healed in the mystery of Christ. There's a beautiful passage from Vatican II that John Paul II loved to quote. He quoted it over and over. It says, only in the mystery of the incarnate word does the mystery of man take on light. Christ, in the very revelation of the mystery of the Father and of his love, fully reveals man to himself and brings to light his highest calling. Christ fully reveals man to himself. And so Jesus must have been exasperated because he was the answer, standing right in front of them, and they did not know it. And tonight, brothers and sisters, Jesus will again stand in front of us. We will again see him in his body and blood, and he will again propose that answer to us, that healing to us, in his own person. And I think this is a beautiful thing to reflect upon this week, during this week of prayer for all of those in the hospitals that are part of our parish. Because Jesus, who he is revealed most fully on the cross, in his suffering and in his death. And so our suffering, the mystery of our own suffering, takes on light only in the mystery of Christ's suffering. We can only make sense of the ways in which we are broken and in pain if we look at the way in which God was broken and in pain, out of love for us. And so tonight, let us turn to the Eucharist. Let us look and gaze upon God present before us, the answer to our deepest brokenness. And let us pray that he will heal us, that he will heal all of his faithful, and bring all men to himself.